Here we must understand in this gospel passage we just heard that our Lord is not deriding his mother. In fact, he is holding her up as an example if we understand what he's really saying. Because nobody tells us, the one who does the will of my Father, my heavenly Father, is the one who is my mother, my brothers, my sisters. And who more than our Blessed Lady fulfilled the will of the Heavenly Father. Therefore, he's actually holding her up as an example. As an example for all of us, that is exactly what we too need to do. Much as Our Lady herself told the stewards at the wedding feast of Cana, do whatever he tells you. And that's what she tells us. And so we see her not derided at all, but held up as an example, exalted as it were. And we must understand that our response is what we see in the responsorial psalm. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. We give it back to him. It is the work of God, always. But today we want to reflect a little bit on the one whom our Lord has given us as the strongest advocate we could possibly have before the throne of his Heavenly Father, that our Lord has given us. That is his own and our most blessed mother. And today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, one of the ways she has given herself to us as her advocate, our advocate. Because it is under this title, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, that she has given us the brown scapular and the promise that goes with it, that whoever wears it in good faith will not, and dies wearing it, I should say, in good faith, will not suffer the pains of hell. And that's just one of the many remedies she's offered. It's perhaps the most strongest is that of the Holy Rosary. But she has given us so many all throughout the centuries. Are we willing to make use of them? Turn to her. And that's really what our Lord is asking of us and what Our Lady is asking of us. To turn to her for the help we need. And how well we know we need the help. So we must turn to her then for that help we need. She who is the strongest advocate before the throne of the Father because she is the Queen Mother, Queen of the universe and our Mother. But also through the relationship she has, that intimate relationship she has with each person of the Blessed Trinity. And it is, again, it sets before us an example for all of us. Let us then turn to her and seek her heavenly help, always, even every day. Let us pray the rosary every day. She's asked us to do so. And thus we will find that, starting with the inner peace that we all need very much to get through each day, but then we'll find the peace, the general peace in our world. That's where we'll find true, genuine peace, in turning to her, our Queen, our Mother. Praise be Jesus and Mary.